Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
As we speak, Senator John McCain lies in state, down at the state capitol in the rotunda, and people are paying their respects as a long line processes slowly by his flag-draped casket. Earlier today, there was a private ceremony held in that same rotunda for John McCain down at the state capitol. And three former governors were in attendance as well, Janet Napolitano, Fife Symington, and Jan Brewer. Let's talk to former Governor Jan Brewer about today, about that private ceremony. She joins us. Governor Brewer, we know it's been a tough day for you. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, it's been a sorrowful time since we had the bad news delivered to us about Senator McCain. But today was beautiful. A lot of memories, seeing a lot of people that we mutually knew, of course, and that adored John. And to be able to be there with such a close-knit group of family and friends and acquaintances and past people that had worked for him to celebrate him and to honor his life was quite an emotional memorial to be able and have the honor to attend. Democrats and Republicans on both sides. So it was a coming together. It was truly McCain style. Mm. It was McCain style.
Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. She was at the private ceremony earlier this morning. The thing that really got me and punched me in the gut was Cindy McCain walking up to the casket and putting her left cheek on it and kissing it. Meghan McCain, our friend, crying as she walked up to the casket as they said their final farewells.
Cindy McCain was obviously very composed, this has to have been very, very stressful the last few days, but to know this for the length of time and to show the courage that she has shown shows you what kind of woman that Cindy McCain is made of. She is an amazing woman, as is her family. Meghan McCain was physically distraught. It was heartbreaking. We all know, the world knows how close she and her dad were. I remember the day she was born, and from that day forward, there was a bond between those two. And, you know, his two young sons, they're in uniform and standing there like military, strong and tough and missing their dad. It was obvious. And Bridget, it was just an amazing sight. And then his kids, his grown-up kids, you know, were there, and his grown-up daughter was there, and the whole family was there, many of them, some of them that I have known from the past and some of them that I just met today. But it was emotionally charged, but it was so respectful. It just makes you realize that there's more about this world than yourself. There's people in it that impact you, and at the time you don't even realize it until you look back over your shoulder. And you realize, I remember this or I remember that, and I've learned from that, or I loved it. I love that. I'm gonna do this. And I think what John McCain has taught a lesson to everyone, he should have anyway, that we all can do better. We can all do better.
Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. She was at the private ceremony earlier this morning for John McCain. How about you personally, though, Governor, when you went up to the casket and said your goodbyes? Could you tell us about that? Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, it's very, very personal to me. I've known John for so long. I said in my mind, I love you, John McCain. You're one of the greatest men I have ever known, and I appreciate you, and may you rest in peace. And then I put my hand on the casket and said, I love you, John, wiped the tear away and walked away. It happens. It just so much goes so much in circumstances like that, because it's such so many years of expansive experiences shared between people that it just, your mind just gets like a roaring river with so many memories, and they kind of just flood through there. But you remember them. You remember them. And it was a wonderful opportunity to be there. And I'll be there tomorrow, and I know that the eulogies and the things that will be said will just remind us all just who John McCain was and how he affected Arizona and America and the world. You know, there's very few people in my lifetime that I know that has done all three. Arizona, America, and the world will always remember John McCain.
We're talking to Jan Brewer, former governor of Arizona. She was attending the private ceremony today with John McCain, who is lying in state in the rotunda at the state capitol. And you talk about memories come flooding back. And we've asked other people. We'd like you, your story now. If I'm to ask about one particular story about John McCain, your interaction with John McCain, what would it be? Would it be funny? Would it be serious? What would the one thing you'd want to share?
I would want it to be funny. There are so many memories. It's just so hard to focus in on one thing. He just has affected me in so many different ways, whether he agreed with me or he didn't agree with me, whether he was on the telephone or I was flying in the plane with him or I was, you know, in the SUV. He was just an amazing man. The one thing that I always thought was funny, we were on a campaign tour and we were flying and then we were getting SUVs and we were caravanning into the wild countries of, you know, rural Arizona. And John would make a statement and then he would, the next thing you know, he'd be out. He'd be sleeping. You know, he could just turn it on and he could turn it off. And the next thing you know, he'd be wide awake, raring and ready to go again. But he was just amazing. What is always shocking about John McCain is many of the people that he has met over the many years he has lived, that he had lived, no matter where he would go in Arizona and other places, too. I saw him in South Carolina. I saw him in a lot of different states and a lot of different arenas. But he would remember people's names. It just always impressed me. He just would remember their names. And I don't know how he did it. I asked him one time. I said, how do you remember their names? He says, well, they told me. Yeah, you know? They tell everybody their names. I'm
right.
Like, I remember my husband's
right.
name,
oh.
You know, and or my kids. I go through my kids. I call them by other different names all the time,
right.
You know.
Right.
So it's just bizarre. But he was a great guy. He was a good person, a good politician, but a great human being.
You know,
great human being.
You know, Governor, there's talk about at the Congress, there's a building in Congress that they want to maybe rename for John McCain. What would you like to see here in Arizona? Is it a John McCain building? Is it a John McCain something that reflects John McCain? What would you like to see the state do in honor of John McCain to name something for him?
I don't know. I haven't given that any thought. And as you said that, I was thinking about the different buildings and stuff. And I don't know if we have any that are worthy enough. I'm trying to think.
John McCain
they
Airport.
They named the Federal Court Building after Sandra Day O'Connor, but they
true.
Built it for her, you know, that monument, which was a funny story in itself, too. She says it was like a hot atrium hot bath. What were they thinking about when they built that building? The air conditioning wasn't working, and we were all sweating in there, you know.
Right.
But I can't think of, maybe we need to build one, a new capital and name it after him. I don't know.
How about the airport?
Well, isn't the airport already named that? Oh, just
the terminal.
The whole airport.
Yeah, the terminal. One terminal is going to be named.
Yeah.
But how?
Yeah, but the whole airport. That would be great. That would be great for people flying in. Yes. Like the Ronald Reagan Airport. It
correct.
Would be the John McCain Airport.
Correct. That's what we were thinking. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
All right, you steal it and get it done,
yeah,
Governor.
Yeah.
You press on with that.
I'll put that on my list.
Hey, Governor.
You guys are sharp.
Like the leading edge of a meatball. That's how sharp we are, Governor. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that, too, but I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to be nice today.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Governor, I know it's been a tough day for all of us. You were there at the ceremony, a very, very tough and emotional day for you. And as always, we thank you for joining us, especially in this time that Arizona mourns. I thought you spoke beautifully about John McCain. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us every Wednesday, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. And today I think it was a little bit different. Obviously not talking the X and O's of politics.
Right.
Talking about John McCain.